Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, the great man, Brent Reed, best newsbreaker in the business. Good evening, Reedy.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Glue.
Very kind.
The Glue.
Always very kind. I love coming on the show. You're really kind to me. You're warm.
Well, you know what? After that, watching you on NRL 360 the other night, giving it to my Panthers, I don't know about...
Well, hold on. Let's just clear. From memory, I don't think I bat. I couldn't get a word in, MG.
Nah, you're good, mate. We love opinions. That's exactly. What we're all paid to give.
Hey, Reedy, let's get straight into it. Some news breaking at the moment.
Yeah, look, there's a story that's come out of New Zealand about, I think it's TJ Perenara, the All Blacks rugby union player, and the potential for him to switch to the NRL and play with the Sydney Roosters. Now, look, there was a rumour going around a couple of weeks ago about a high-profile rugby guy switching codes. I fossed the ground. I couldn't get to the bottom of it, but it turns out this is obviously it, TJ Perenara. I don't know a lot about him. I don't watch a lot of rugby. I'm told he will play as a hooker, which fits in with, obviously, Jake Friend's retirement, and I'm told he's a very, very good football player. Now, I don't think the deal's done yet, but certainly there's been interest. He's been offered to NRL clubs, not just the Roosters. He's been offered to other NRL clubs as well, but it sounds like the Roosters appeal to him, so we'll see where it lands.
Well, when you got Sonny Bill Williams in your camp to seal the deal, that's kind of...
I forgot about that, MG.
That gazumps all other clubs.
Yeah, handy little black book that, or an all black book, if you will.
Just his presence.
What about the Sharks war chest, Reedy? MG put some names forward that he thought that the club should be chasing the other day, but it looks as though they have locked somebody in.
Well, I mentioned last week Will Chambers had been offered to the Sharks, and they were thinking about making a move on Will. It looks like that will happen. Will Chambers will spend the rest of this year at Cronulla. He'll start, I assume, almost immediately. I believe he's in Melbourne at the moment. He'll come to Sydney, set up shop at the Sharks, and we'll spend the rest of this year at Cronulla. So nice move for Josh Hannay.
Oh, that's big news for Sharks. He's an international centre with him and Jesse Ramian in the centres. That's a formidable pairing.
And what about West Tigers? They're talking about centres and pairings there. West Tigers looking to make a move?
Yeah, well, they've got a couple of big name centres who've got options in the deals for next year, BJ Lailua and Jimmy Roberts. BJ Lailua looks like he's fighting a losing battle to get that option taken up by the club. I suspect they will tell him at some point in coming weeks that it's unlikely to happen. Now, Jimmy Roberts is a bit different. I think they want to give Jimmy a bit more time to show what he can do. So I wouldn't put a line through Jimmy for next year. The big thing with Jimmy is he's on a moderate contract this year, and the option kicks in and it's worth a lot more money to him. So I think Jimmy will be given some time to prove that he's worth that additional money and an additional year.
Yeah, I think the days of playing in the centre for the Jet are over. I think he should be on the wing and play like an Addo Carr type role and just get the ball and run, son. I think every time he gets the ball, he looks like he's got too much going on inside his head to say, what am I going to do, pass, run, chip, kick, run. Just get the ball on the wing and run. He's so fast and electric.
MG, BJ Lailua, just quickly, 29 years of age. Roosters, Knights, Raiders, now West Tigers, 220 games of experience. Do you see a fifth club in the NRL giving him a chance?
Not likely.
Okay.
Maybe, not likely.
Maybe a jump on a plane and head over to the UK. And quickly, Reddy, we're talking the Broncos tonight. Broncos taking on Panthers in tonight's matchup, and they're fighting tooth and nail. We know the Carmichael Hunt news, but they're fighting tooth and nail with their neighbours, the Cowboys, for some players.
Well, they've been fighting over Tommy Dearden, assorted other players. It looks like Kirk Capewell's now in the middle of a stoush between them. I believe the Cowboys met with Kirk Capewell's management earlier this week in Sydney. They're very interested in him. They haven't put an offer forward yet, but they are very interested in Kirk Capewell. And the Broncos are keeping an eye on that situation as well. So the two Queensland clubs are going at it.
Big loss for the Panthers. I know he's resigned. I know he wants to go back to Queensland and either one of them teams. And I think Panthers are probably resigned to letting him go, but not before they win the comp this year.
Mm. Well, I can't begrudge him getting a good payday, though, MG.
No, me either, mate.
And he'll get a good payday out of this because he's got a couple of clubs fighting over him. So he probably deserves it, Kirk Capewell. It's been a good 100% football for a long time.
Brent Reed, outstanding mail as always. Reedy, we got your fellow shredder Mick Fanning coming up a bit later on in the show.
Mate, Mick, can you invite him for a surf with me down at Manly? Maybe we can get out.
You've got the Kentucky Fried Chicken phone board still. That one.
I think Mick Fanning already does enough for charity. We don't need him sending him out there to surf with you, mate. Ready, outstanding work. We'll speak to you soon.
See you, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.